So we had to move that act break, remember, Lauren?
Yes.
And we were. It used to be at the end of Act Two that Chris was left alone.
Yes.
But,
It kind of speeded up the action of.
yeah, it's good. So now Chris is alone at the ranch. But she's fine. Everything's gonna be just fine.
Well, because she has ranch hands to help her.
Exactly.
Or does she?
But she has a million things to do. She has to cold hose Primrose.
This music is actually by one of my favorite bands, The Woods. And it's a great, great little
So
semi-montage.
there was some discussion among the horse people on the set about whether you would actually leave a horse tied up with the hose running out its leg. And I said, well, if you're me, you would. You know, she's got lots to do. She's not doing anything dangerous. The horse is safely tied up.
Oh, she's got
Oh,
a
the ranch
muck.
hands are on holiday. She's got to muck a million stalls. She forgot that the hose was on Primrose. But
Flood.
we know that leg's going to be cool now, don't we? Now you cold hose a leg to because horses their circulation is based on movement, and you want to get that swelling down so that you can walk the horse and get all that tissues healing
Oh man,
again.
what now? They
Remember,
delivered
Gene
the
said
hay.
deliver the hay, but they were supposed to stack it, and
Uh-oh, the
oh,
rain's a
there's a little
coming.
thunder.
Gotta get it inside or else it's gonna be
Now,
ruined.
this is actually a few days before we were writing the episode, or maybe even in the middle of writing it. This actually happened to me that they delivered 90 bales of hay, and I had to enlist some help from family members to get it
And
indoors.
you have the muscles now to show for
And
it.
there, yeah, well, I don't know about that. But
He's just so charming, isn't he?
he's
When
utterly
you're.
charming. So they had their little kiss, and there's a little sexual tension
And
here,
now they're trying
but
to
it's
set up a big night that
playful.
will take both of their efforts to pull off.
Yep. So we wanted this to be about, a few things trying to accomplish here. There's sexual tension, and what did that kiss mean is the subtext of the scene. But then it's also about their relationship is working together. But who steps in the middle of it? Now let's see. Remember, Junior and Chris have now been broken up for 4 episodes.
Well, they're quote unquote friends.
But they're friends, exactly. So unfortunately, Gene and Charlie's wonderful weekend
Romantic
away is
getaway.
not going so well.
This is not taken from my life or anything like that.
Yeah, so much for that facial, huh, Gene? So Matt arrives at this hotel, and when Danny gave him the traveling instructions, he thought he was going to be staying at, just some
Motel
roadside
6.
motel, exactly. But instead, it's this fabulous place, and the room he's staying in is the honeymoon suite
Ooh,
that
where have we heard that
Danny called
before?
and it was booked, but she arm
Miraculously.
twisted. And remember, the hotel is full because it's the Life is a Cabernet weekend.
It's all starting to come together.
She sent him a tasteful fruit basket.
I think there might be some edible underwear in there with knowing Danny.
So, of course,
He
he
thinks
thinks
Danny's
it's
calling.
Danny because it's the time that she said she would call.
Uh-oh.
This guy is, I believe he is a real cowboy. I did not meet this
I
actor,
believe so,
but I think he is
and a stunt
a
person.
stunt person and a real cowboy.
He does look rather menacing.
So Matt didn't even get 20 seconds in the beautiful honeymoon suite. And Charlie show up. And it, this was all going to be so fun with their little... I wonder if any of the people watching this know who Giacomo Puccini is. I'm not going to know. You know what? I'm going to think the best of you, internet viewers.
Because if they don't, they can look it up.
Exactly. Uh-oh. They have no rooms.
And?
They have a confirmation number, but where is it? It's in Charlie's wallet.
What happened now?
So, there was a longer version of the script where they had to change it to Taco Bell. And she had special sauce.
Again, not taken for my life.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. So, yes.
You haven't lived till you've had to pull on a ball gown in a 7-Eleven bathroom.
In a bathroom stall with a sticky floor. So, Junior, you know, he's going to help her out. There's 90 bales of hay to put away. Mm-hmm. There was an earlier version of this scene that was a little bit less... Junior was more willing to help her out.
Yeah, and
but
we realized...
like the way this plays. I like him being a little bit resistant.
Yeah.
To
he's not going to just jump when she calls and say,
exactly.
How high.
So here's Call Me Ishmael, and Ishmael is named after my friend Sherry's horse, Ishmael, who is a chestnut with a white blaze. So remember, this is the horse who's line bred to Niarco. He's got really great bloodlines, but he's totally unproven, and Matt's job is to bargain him down. There you go. That worked out well.
We'll love on him.
I know.
Which is an actual expression that we've heard.
We learned in Texas.
From
we
a Texas cowboy.
I'll love on him. Everything feels like it's on the up and up here. You know, they saw the horse on the internet.
And Matt's trying to play it cool, but he's feeling this was a great find.
And this is, you know, this obviously is an old experienced cowboy, but Matt did a great job bargaining him down. And
he's really excited to tell Danny that he got this horse for her.
So these two are now hot, sweaty, tired, covered with hay.
A squeeze of hay.
This is true. There aren't many guys who would help a girl put away a squeeze of hay, although I know one, fortunately.